Hi and welcome to another episode of The Truth Will Set You Free. Today I will talk about a book by Saint Germain. If you don't know who is Saint Germain, you should definitely read maybe one of his books. He has many books. So Saint Germain is, well, in metaphysics, he's an ascended master. Ascended masters are not like humans, and they, well, if you, ascended masters even say that it's not very important for people to believe in ascended masters. They don't care if people believe in them or not, because that's something that, I mean, if you think about it, religions had been believing in gods, in ascended, in masters, in gurus. I mean, and this is something that we I talked about when I was talking about what Krishnamurti said. We need to connect to our own divinity. We need to connect to our own inner self, to our own light. So we need to be able to listen to our own light. But to be able to do that, we need to meditate, we need to be in peace, we need to be around the right people, because the thing is that the mind is if you are listening noises all the time and negativity all the time and toxic people, then it is difficult for you to be able to listen to your inner self or to your inner voice. So you need to be around the right people. You need to be tough as well, because a lot of the times you need to cut a lot of relationships with toxic people. So you need to be able to listen to your own voice, and that's what the masters want. The ascended masters, all they want is for people to be able to think properly, to feel the right things, and to be the best that they can be. They can see in humans light. They can see the good in humans. I mean, for us, it is difficult to see anything. I mean, yeah, you see the news and you see all the negativity that is happening in the planet, all the negative things, all the bad things, and yeah, you just think that that there is no hope for humanity. So, ascended masters, they don't think that. They think that there is hope. And they think that humans will be able to live in paradise, or in a good place, and humans will be able to evolve and to live in a world without wars, without hate, without all the negative things that happen in the planet. Now, I think it is possible, but at the same time, I think that humans die for a reason. Okay, the human being dies because the human being is not perfect. The only thing that is perfect, like things that are perfect, are eternal. They don't die. Okay, so the soul, the life, all the good things, they won't die, but the human being dies because hate, and when a human being dies, all the hate that human had dies with that human, for the most part. Okay, so like you can see examples, people that started world wars and all dictators and people that just made, well, even until now, there is people that is making a lot of people suffer, and the only thing that is for sure is that they will die. And in the past they died, and even the movements that they created, they also died. So yeah, usually the good is, well, it is a law that there is always more good than bad things in the world, and that's how God created everything. We have free will, but I think we have free will until a point, because we cannot have free will to the point where we can destroy not only the planet but the solar system or the universe. Like, there is no way we can even go close to the sun. So we, if humans, can think that they are powerful in the planet, but in reality we are nothing. Okay, so I mean, the whole planet is nothing, the whole solar system is nothing, and probably the whole galaxy is nothing if we compare it to the universe. So we cannot think that we are something, because in reality we are nothing. And the only thing that makes us something is the light, God, or any name that you want to put it, the creator. That's something. And thanks to the creator, we can be alive, we can think, we can talk, and we can do everything. So that's why we need to be grateful, and we don't need to ask things from the creator. We need to ask the creator what the creator wants from us. So a lot of the times, if we're just thinking about praying, like asking for things, like that's not how it works. We need to ask, what can we do for God, not what can God do for us. Okay, so we cannot negotiate with God. It's just impossible. Okay, we cannot tell God that we want something. We need to serve God, and then we can get everything, really. Anyway, so there's a book by Saint Germain. It's called The I Am Discourses. He spoke to Godfrey Ray King. Okay, Saint Germain, yeah, so he's an ascended master. He said that he never died. Okay, he lived hundreds of years ago. He was in France, he got sick. But when he got sick, nobody saw him after that. He disappeared. And there are records where people saw him after, but there's people that saw him hundreds of years after, and he was still young. So it is said that he never died, and it is said that he's an ascended master. He's not the only ascended master. There are other ascended masters as well. However, they don't care if people believe in them or not. It's the same even with Jesus. Like, why is people praying to Jesus or asking Jesus for something, or trying to, like, even like, well, in Christianity, people remember Jesus in the cross, and is crying because we feel bad because Jesus died for us. But I mean, in reality, now Jesus is in heaven, and everyone, all humans, are here in this planet, and they are not in heaven. So Jesus is in a much better position than us. So I think that Jesus is way happier than humans. So I don't think that Jesus needs our tears, or I don't think Jesus needs anything from us, really, other than do what he said. Just put in practice what he taught thousands of years ago. So rather than praying or just crying for Jesus, we should just put in practice his teachings. So there are, well, the book, the I Am discourses. It's 144 pages. It depends on the format, but there are lots of teachings there. Okay, and you should read it if you have time. If you read a page a day, then you can finish the book in a few months. If you read 20 pages a day, then you can finish it probably in a week. So it depends of yourself, but I think books like that are very, very spiritual or powerful, you shouldn't just read them and memorize them, because you don't want to have the knowledge, you want to have experience. So you want to read a book, maybe just a paragraph, and then think about it and put it in practice, and then see the results in your life. So I think one of the best parts of the book, well, it's just the beginning. It says life, life in all its activities everywhere manifest is God in action. And it is only through lack of the understanding of applied thought and feeling that mankind is constantly interrupting the pure flow of that perfect essence of life, which would, without interference, naturally express its perfection everywhere. The natural tendency of life is love, peace, beauty, harmony, and opulence. For life cares not who uses it, but is constantly searching to pour more of its perfection into manifestation, always with that lifting process which is ever inherent within itself. I am. I am is the activity of that life. How strange it is that students with sincere interest do not seem to get the true meaning of those two words. When you say and feel I am, you release the spring of eternal, everlasting life to flow on its way, unmolested. In other words, you open wide the door to its natural flow. When you say I am not, you shut the door in the face of this mighty energy. I am is the full activity of God. Having placed before you so often the truth of God in action, I wish you to understand its first expression in individualization, the first expression of every individual everywhere in the universe, either in spoken word, silent thought, or feeling, is I am, recognizing its own conquering divinity. Now, well, there are two things with this. First, I am. Okay, when Moses went to the mountain and asked God, what's your name? Then God, well, he said that God said, I am what I am. So God said that God's name is I am. Now, if you want to understand anything that you want to understand, you should think about yourself. So you should think about those two words and the meaning of that. If you are probably if you are illuminated, or if you have a high level of consciousness, you will understand the power of those two words. However, if you are starting to learn about metaphysics or God or spirituality or just something that goes beyond the physics, then it may take you some time to understand what it means. However, I am is the first person, okay, and the thing is that is the first and the only person. So I am is, if I am is the name of God, then only God exists. Okay, and then I can go back to my other point. Like, humans die. So If a human, there are a lot of humans that don't believe in God. Now, do you think that God cares about it? Do you think that that will affect the universe or the solar system or the sun or anything? Like, the universe doesn't care if one human believes or is a disbeliever. Like, it's the same. Like, the sun is not affected, the planet won't be affected, the universe won't be affected, but that human will die, and that belief will die with the human, unless another person believes that as well. So if another person believes that, then that belief will stay until one day people will start to realize what was the truth about everything. Okay, and if you think about it, because I thought about I am for a long time. I mean, I learned this probably 16 years ago, and this is something that you need to think about all your life, because if you think, if you know that when you say I am, you cannot say something negative about it, okay, because it's not that you're thinking about yourself or your, like, n the negativity that you have, okay, you are thinking about God, okay, or you are thinking about some, yeah, you're thinking about God, so you can only say something positive after I am, okay. Now, if you only say something positive after you say I am, then you will also build your self-esteem, okay, and you will feel better with yourself. So you don't need to feel bad about yourself, because if I mean, I don't know if I spoke about the seven bodies or the seven rays. I will talk about it in another chapter, but in reality, the seven rays are the seven qualities that we have in reality. Okay, so if you think about these teachings, what Saint Germain is saying, that life in all its activities everywhere manifest is God in action. So the reality of life is that life is God in action. Okay, so just forget about the wars, forget about humans, forget about the news, forget about everything. Okay, and just think about life everywhere manifest is God in action. So in reality, life should express perfection. Life should express God. Life should express, and what is God? I mean, if you don't put a human thought into God, if you just think that God is perfect, okay, God is the creator, God made everything perfect, okay, so humans made everything, all the shit that you can see in the planet is because of humans, not because of God. So humans should express, should manifest God in action. Okay, so we should use the life that God is giving us and take this life and manifest only good things. And then we can say, oh, but why do we manifest bad things? Well, and that's why this paragraph is so powerful, because after saying this, Saint Germain says, it is only through the lack of the understanding of applied thought and feeling that mankind is constantly interrupting the pure flow of that perfect essence of life, which would, without interference, naturally express its perfection everywhere. Now, the problem in the planet is that the bad shit exist, and usually people that think negatively and that hate and that just have bad feelings, they're aggressive. So they can influence others to feel that bullshit. But I don't think that people that believe in God or people that is spiritual or people that is people that wants to work for God should be passive or should be compliant or should be non-aggressive in a good way. I think people that wants to work for God and that wants to do something good, they should be ruthless. They should be tough and you should never, I mean, if you want to work for God, you should never let anything negative affect you. People, circumstances, nothing. You should be tough. You should go crazy at anybody that wants to make you feel bad. Okay, it's just not good at all for you to let negativity or toxic people or any bullshit affect you. Okay, you should hit back and affect other people, but in a positive way. Okay, and if that's your goal, then you should be aggressive, and not aggressive in a bad way, but aggressive in a good way. And you should be tough, and you should be ruthless. Okay, and in that way, you can make a change. Now, what this paragraph says is that humans have a lack of understanding of applied thought and feeling. Okay, and that's the reality of everything. Okay, I don't want to make this episode that long, I just want to say something about the Genesis. Okay, in the Genesis, is said that God created there would be light. Okay, so God created light because God is light. Well, then God created everything, and then God created Adam, and then God created Eve, and then God made everything perfect. Okay, that's what Genesis says. Now, in the Bible, it says that then Eve ate an apple, and then Adam ate an apple, and then everything fucked up. But what the Bible also says is that it was from the tree of the good and the bad things. In a metaphysical way, eating is thinking, okay. Drinking and thinking drinking and eating equals thinking and talking. In metaphysics. Now, if you are eating and drinking bad things, you will die because you will have bad health. You will get sick and you will die. So in the same way, if you think about negative things, if you talk about negative things, then you will fail. Okay, but then what's behind the thought, what's behind words, what's behind your mind? Okay, have you thought about it? How your mind works? We think all the time, every day. We think a lot. But do you think about your own mind, how the mind works? And there are studies, and there's a lot of people thinking about it. And I mean, I think that, it's even an industry, the mental health industry. And then you have a lot of people just saying, trying to make to create awareness of mental health, but the thing is that we don't know how that works. Okay, if you see TV programs, doctors, if they are called for a problem, they say that they like when a problem is physical, not mental, because if someone has a physical problem, they can go fix the problem, the physical problem, and then that's it. Or if the person needs to go to the hospital, they will know in the hospital what to do. But if the problem is mental, they don't know. They have no idea. What they do is that they can section people, put them in a mental health hospital, give them pills, and then just try to integrate them to society. But they are then trying to integrate them to the society that also has mental problems, but is not diagnosed. So then you are again in a society that is sick in the head. So what's the solution? Well, you need to be able to listen to your own voice, to your inner voice. You need to be able to connect to your own light, to your inner self. And then you will be able to understand things. And then the mind, okay, what is behind the mind? Well, feelings are behind the mind. Okay, so you have a mind, and behind the mind you have feelings. Now, how do you change your feelings? Okay, feelings are, you have two mainly, okay, love or hate. Okay, if you feel love, then and love is not something that you seek outside. There's something that you seek inside. You don't need to, because love, I mean, if you understand, if people understood love, the world wouldn't be fucked up. If people understood love, people would understand God. I mean, thousands of years thinking about God, writing books about God and everything, but I mean, well, Jesus said God is love. So rather than thinking about God, people should think and trying to understand more, what is love really? Because that feeling gives you hope, gives you faith, and gives you the opportunity to develop more faith. Okay, because faith is something that you develop with knowledge, with the right knowledge. If you want to go to from the UK to France, okay, without a map. Okay, no, let's say from the UK to Italy, okay, without a map, you won't be able to get there. Okay, you need to ask people. I mean, it will take you a long time, so you need the knowledge. Okay, so when you know how to get there, then you know that you will get there. You have faith. You have faith. You don't think that you will end up somewhere else because you have faith. So it is very, very important to understand that, to understand love. Okay, I will talk in another episode more about why it is so important. I mean, and it's for your own sake, it's not for other people, it's for your own sake, because you need to work in your mindset, you need to work in your mind, and to work in your mind, you need to work in your in that that is behind the mind. So you need to work in your own feelings and emotions, and you need to master that. When you master that, then your mind will be better. And you don't master that outside. You don't master that with people. You don't master that by attending a seminar or a course or anything. You master that inside yourself. That's where you need to master that. But then if you master that, then you need to start to master your mind, and then you can help people, or you can help people if you want. If you don't want to help people, you don't need to help people. But The thing is that, and one of the main things that if you feel, if you just have good feelings, then you won't be afraid. Okay, you won't be afraid. Okay, and if you are not afraid, then you will have good thoughts. Because if you are afraid, then if you have fear, then you attract negative thoughts. You attract bullshit. You attract negative things. If you don't, if you do not have fear, then you won't attract that. You will attract positive shit. You will attract positivity. So you don't need to be afraid of anything. You don't need to have that. But for you to be free from fear, you need to feel positive. You need to have positive feelings. So that's the key. Because if you only have positive feelings, you will start to think in a better way. I mean, I don't know if in the mental health industry people related feelings on the mind, but it is so related. I mean, if you see this paragraph, is Saint Germain is saying that is the lack of understanding of the thought and the feelings. It's not only the thought, or it's not only the feeling, it's both. The thoughts and the feelings are very, very, very related. So you need to master those things in your life. They should teach that in school and everywhere, that you, I mean, they don't even tell you that you have that. So to master that, I think one of the best ways is meditation, because then you can connect to yourself and then you can be happier. Well, thanks for listening. I will make more episodes. I will talk about more about how the mind works and how the feelings work. If you want to read the book is called The I Am Discourses by Godfrey Ray King. Okay, and it was published by the Saint Germain Foundation. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.